A witch, a kiss, a prophecy. Once, long before enchantment was eclipsed by doubt, an anxious and desperate king awaited the birth of his first child. As it was written, the king's eldest would inherit the kingdom, but only if the child was a son. If the firstborn was a daughter, the monarchy would some day pass to the king's younger brother, his most ardent rival. Alas, the queen delivered a girl. But the king was devious. Moments after the birth, he whisked the infant away and ordered the loyal midwife to take it deep into the forest and leave it for the animals. He forbade the midwife to speak of it ever again. Then the king told the queen and his subjects that the baby had not survived the birth. The kind-hearted midwife hiked into the woods, knowing she could never abandon the child. As she pushed through brambles and climbed over logs, she sang lullabies to the wide-eyed infant. When she stopped singing, the baby wailed. Time and again, the midwife obliged, humming and crooning until she reached her destination, a tumble-down cottage that belonged to her cousin, a selfish and lazy witch. "Won't you take this child?" begged the midwife. "You already have goats for milk, and some day she might sweep the hearth for you."
"I suppose," said the witch. "I will call her Eins."
The midwife thought it cruel to give the baby a number instead of a name, but she knew it was a far better fate than becoming breakfast for the bears. She kissed the small bundle and whispered the one gift she could bestow, a prophecy. "Your fate is not yet sealed. Even in the darkest night, a star will shine, a bell will chime, a path will be revealed." She spat at the ground to secure the fortune, left the child with the witch, and fled. Within 2 years, the queen delivered another daughter. The king gave the same instructions to the midwife, who stole to the forest, singing all the while, for this baby, too, would be consoled only with song. At the cottage, the midwife beseeched the witch again. "Won't you take this child? Some day she might gather wood for you."
"I suppose," said the witch. "I will call her Zwei."
"Another number for a name." It seemed a false start, but still a far better fate than becoming lunch for the wolves. The midwife kissed the baby and whispered the prophecy again. "Your fate is not yet sealed. Even in the darkest night, a star will shine, a bell will chime, a path will be revealed." She spat at the ground to secure the fortune, left the child with the witch, and fled. 2 years passed, and yet another baby girl was born. 3 daughters, one after another. The king repeated the same deception, and the midwife dutifully traipsed into the forest, serenading all the while, for the infant's only solace, like her sister's, was a melody. When the midwife reached the cottage, she implored the witch to keep this baby too. "Some day she might stoke the fire for you."
"I suppose," said the witch. "I will call her Drei. Thus I can remember who was first, second, and third."
She held up 3 fingers, ticking off one after the other.
"Eins, zwei, drei."
Again the midwife foresaw a bleak life ahead for the nameless child. Yet one far better than becoming dinner for the wild boar, and she would have her sisters for companions. Eins and Zwei, who were already in service to the witch and toting small bundles of kindling, rushed to the midwife's side to meet their sister. The midwife looked from the witch's hovel to the dirty, uncombed waifs, already cooing at the infant in her arms. She kissed the baby and whispered, "Your fate is not yet sealed. Even in the darkest night, a star will shine, a bell will chime, a path will be revealed."
She spat at the ground to secure the fortune, left the child with the witch, and fled. At last, a month passed, a year later, the queen delivered a boy. The king happily proclaimed that his first child had been born, a son. Throughout the kingdom, church bells rang in celebration for the heir to the throne, who would one day be king.